Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning, we speak with WGVU Inclusion reporter Kylie Ambu, heard your report this morning, and of course, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. It's a weekly segment that is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So I turn to you, Kylie, and welcome you formally to WGVU and certainly the morning show.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Of course, and you jumped right in with your reporting. I think you were hired on a Monday and reports were happening on a Tuesday. So we love overachievers and those who appreciate their role. So here we are. I have you on standby, Kylie, because Steve sets our conversation up. Steve, to you.
Yes, thank you, Shelley. A very special good morning to all of our valued morning show listeners and donors, to you, Shelley Irwin, the host, and a very special hello to our new WGVU Inclusion reporter, Kylie Ambu, who is part of a W.K. Kellogg Foundation grant focusing on racial equity. And we're grateful to the Kellogg Foundation not only for their indispensable and critical funding to make this all happen, but just as importantly, to their strategic vision on a global basis, focusing on creating equitable communities and addressing racial equities in our backyard of Grand Rapids in West Michigan. And we are a community with nearly 35% people of color, and a very caring community with many caring organizations doing great equity work. However, there are a lot of disparities and inequities, and we are addressing those in two ways. We have an inclusion reporter who is honing in on some of those inequities in our community and exploring issues important in the community. And also, we are creating community capacity through our Shaping Narratives folks who are leaders of color who have created content with and for their communities that we will be taking into the community to generate change-based conversations. And thankfully, with Kylie's extensive skills, journalistic skills, and insight into equity issues, she'll be leading some of those conversations. So we're very, very pleased that Kylie has joined our staff.
Wonderful. Kylie Ambu, thank you. Again, would you share a little bit about yourself personally and professionally, and what will your new role be with WGVU?
Yes, absolutely. Well, a little bit about me. I always use this as a fun fact when I talk with people. I grew up here in Michigan. I'm from a very, very small town called Brown City. And the fun fact is that it's so small, I grew up with not even having a stoplight in my town. So mostly just dirt roads, farm town, Amish buggies. So when I got the opportunity to move to Grand Rapids just a few years ago, I really jumped at it, and I've really enjoyed just calling West Michigan home. Growing up, I really enjoyed talking to people and getting to know their stories, getting to connect with people. And through that, like many, I found my way into journalism and have just been fortunate to make a career out of that. I spent the last 3 years working as a TV reporter and host for a different news entity here in Grand Rapids. And in those years, I had really been drawn to inclusive stories. I myself am a woman of Asian descent. I'm mixed race. I come from a mixed family. And I think growing up, I really yearned for that form of representation, to see that. And I didn't really have that growing up. So I think part of storytelling and my passion was really drawn to giving other people that representation, feeding that for myself as well, and really being able to see things from different perspectives. And I think that's so important in our journalism today. And that is what I'm really excited to be able to come here and do at WGVU.
Yeah. Well, Kylie, and you're going to be using your well-honed, well-developed journalistic skills and insights with storytelling, trying to explore some of those many diverse issues that are critical to people's lives in West Michigan. And if we look at the current climate with the tragic COVID pandemic that we're still in, and also the racial unrest that is at the forefront, both of those issues have really amplified and put the spotlight and brought out the many disparities and inequities that exist. And along with that, being part of the Kellogg Grant, they issued a paper back in 2015, updated in 2018, called The Business Case for Racial Equity in Michigan. And there is a very tragic and unacceptable study. Part of that study is, and I'll just read from it, that unfortunately the average child of color in Michigan is from a path of poor health, lower educational attainment, lower employment opportunities, and greater involvement with the criminal justice system than the average white child. So these disparities are at every part of the lives of individuals, and it's just unacceptable in our community. So given that you are an unbiased reporter, what are some of the key issues in and around Grand Rapids that you feel are important to explore in our community?
Yes, I think you made a great point there, because we are, as a journalist, we're in a historic time for news. Like you mentioned, global pandemic, we've seen a huge push in the movement against racism and for police reform. I think in order to be an unbiased journalist and to really get the perspectives of the people, you need to have an open mind, and you need to go in and ask a variety of different groups how they feel about an issue and how they're impacted by an issue. I think right now, from over the summer, we have seen that there's huge racial disparities, not only in potentially the criminal justice system, what people are fighting for right now, but also in the midst of healthcare, of food availability, of education, of access to things like that. And I think for the longest time, we have only heard about these issues in our history from one specific viewpoint. So I think moving forward as a journalist, we need to really have the opportunity to broaden that perspective for current and future generations. So here in West Michigan, that's talking to our local Black leaders about the changes that they'd like to see. It's talking to the individuals who are facing homelessness in the middle of this pandemic, the social workers who are partnering with refugees as violence continues in other parts of the world, and we have so many coming here and fleeing to Grand Rapids. I think there's a variety of topics that we need to discuss and look into. And I think it really all starts with connecting with people and having those intersectional relationships with people to get every side of the story.
So it's really the benefit of a newsroom like ours or other newsrooms is really providing platforms and giving a voice to these issues and to the individuals that oftentimes are not covered in the ways that you suggest they should be.
Yes, absolutely.
It's talking all things diversity and equity, focusing on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our morning in our community. WGVU Inclusion reporter Kylie Ambu, along with WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, with the conversation. Still some time to discuss. Steve, would you share information with us about the mutually inclusive website?
Yes, thank you for asking, Shelley. For all of our listeners, if they're not familiar with either this weekly inclusion segment that we do each Friday at 10:45 or the website, all of Kylie's stories will be housed and archived in the following website. You just go to WGVU/television/mutually inclusive. So here's key in WGVU mutually inclusive. That will take you to the web page, and on the left you will have a video archive of some of the stories that have been done, documentaries, programs, and then on the right side of that webpage will be all of our audio files, short and long form stories, news reports, etc. So again, just go to wgvu.mutuallyinclusive to view all of the video and listen to the audio stories.
Wonderful. Kylie, would you talk a little bit, expand about the future, about your work at WGVU. Your final thoughts.
Well, I first want to just say a huge thank you to the Kellogg Foundation for making this position possible, and to Steve for bringing me on. I'm so excited about the work that we are going to do with this program. And really, it all, the future of it is all in the hands of the people in our community. Where news goes, reporters follow. And I think right now we are in, like I said, a historic time for movement and growth for social justice issues in our community. And I think that that's what we can expect from this position, is creating a safe opportunity and a safe space for people of all sides of an issue and all areas of our community to really get to the root of problems and to celebrate successes and just allow people to feel seen and heard because they deserve to. We're not doing much more than giving people a microphone and really highlighting the work that's already being done by these groups in this community.
Wonderful. Steve Chappell.
Yes, and I'd just like to add to that by saying that we are also dependent upon other organizations in our community that we often partner with, organizations that do great equity work. And I can't list them all, but a few come to mind, including one organization that we've partnered with quite heavily the last couple of years, the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. Link Up in Grand Rapids is another one. And again, there's just not enough time to name all of them. But these are organizations that we depend upon, that they are doing work in the community on all fronts, the employment front, education front, access to quality health care. So we're very dependent in partnering with them, both on air. We often draw upon them to send experts for interviews and programs, but also in the community. And we very much look forward as an organization, and now with Kylie on board, to reach out to the community, to be there, as Kylie just said, for stories, to find those stories, but then also to partner and bring a face to those issues through community forums and discussions. And that's going to be something we very much look forward to in serving the community.
Great. So how do we find out more information about this interview and more?
Well, again, I'll just mention the Mutually Inclusive website. And by the way, if any of our listeners have missed any part of the interview with Kylie Ambu, WGBU's new inclusion reporter, just go to the Mutually Inclusive Radio News page a little later this afternoon, and they can catch all of Kylie's interview, as well as all the others in the inclusion segment series, which airs each Friday at 10:45. But again, the main website is WGBU/mutuallyinclusive, and they can view audio stories. And also, Kylie, do we want to give them a heads up on something that's going to be happening next month on Mutually Inclusive Television?
Yes, and I am so glad you brought that up, because I was hoping to sneak that in towards the end there. I'm really excited that in February we are going to be taking a deep dive into the Black Lives Matter movement locally here in GR. It's Black History Month, and not only are we going to highlight some of the voices, but we're also taking a look into just the big movement that hit our community over the summer and how that really transcends for the past 5 years, if not 10 and longer. So we have a lot of great community leaders lined up with that. We're going to talk with the local Grand Rapids African American Museum and Archives and learn more about the history. We're going to talk about the activists that are working right now and the change they're looking to really get to. And so we're just excited to be able to give a voice to that and to celebrate Black History Month in the way that it should be.
Yes, and I'll just say that Mutually Inclusive, for all of our listeners' information, is the brand name of our inclusion, a focus on inclusion, diversity, equity, inclusion issues. But it's also the name of it's going to be a new season of a television program, Mutually Inclusive, hosted by Kylie. So thank you for giving all of our listeners a heads up on what's going to come down the road through our diversity, equity, inclusion efforts.
Wonderful. Thank you both for this conversation. Enjoy your day. Happy New Year. Good things to happen. Kylie Ambu and Steve Chappell on behalf of WGBU Public Media. Take care.